This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. In a moment, we'll talk with our animal advocate, Anne-Marie Lucas, about circus animals. But first, Apple exec Tim Cook announced the debut of the Apple Watch this week, which Cook called the most advanced timepiece ever created. It's accurate within 50 milliseconds of the UTC, the Universal Standard of Time. It has many different faces and many different configurations to tell time, from traditional to simple to brightly colored to Mickey Mouse themed. By swiping up from the watch face, you can quickly glance at the weather, your calendar, your upcoming travel, or even your music or your heart rate. You're notified of new messages quickly and can respond instantly. And you can receive phone calls on your watch, which Cook says he's been wanting to do since he was 5 years old. The watch connects you to your iPhone over Bluetooth or Wi-Fi, so you can receive calls on it even if you're not within Bluetooth range of the phone. You can also read full emails on your watch. Using a new technology called Digital Touch, you can connect with a friend's Apple Watch, doing things like, for example, sending a drawing to a friend or tapping on your watch to get a friend's attention. The watch is also a health and fitness tracker. It's like having a coach on your wrist, Cook said, because it will also suggest move targets and provide detailed metrics about many types of exercise, including how many calories you're burning while performing those exercises. Also on Apple Watch, you can pay with Apple Pay, access your photos and your music, interface with Siri, and receive any notification you'd receive on your iPhone, like sports alerts, social media, breaking news, and more. The watch has an all-day battery life across a range of activities. During a typical day, you can expect 18 hours before needing to recharge it. There are three collections: Apple Watch Sport, anodized aluminum case silver or gray finish. A variety of bands are available for that one, starting at $349 or $399, depending on the size you pick. Apple Watch stainless steel case, traditional or black finish, and yes, multiple bands available, starting at $549 and ranging up to $1,049, depending on the band you pick, or $599 for the larger size. And Apple Watch Edition starting at $10,000 because it's made of gold. Pre-orders start on April 10th, and you can also check out Apple Watches in stores that same day. The watches start shipping April 24th. San Francisco, the home of the world's leading tech companies, is king of unaffordable housing, according to the mortgage tracking site HSH.com. A median home price in the Bay Area was just under $743,000 last quarter, requiring a buyer to earn $142,000 a year just to keep up the monthly mortgage payments of $3,300 plus. Pittsburgh is the most affordable metro area, requiring a salary of under $32,000. New York City, which has the highest mortgage rate at 4.22%, was the fourth most unaffordable metro area, requiring homeowners to earn over $87,000. HSH.com estimated how much salary a person must bring in to afford the principal, interest, taxes, and insurance payments. A regular contributor each week is Anne-Marie Lucas, our animal advocate, and she's back again this week. We're going to talk about pachyderms. Good morning, Anne-Marie.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good. Now, I know you have dogs and cats and other animals, but you don't have any elephants at your house, right?
No, I do not. I wish I did, but no.
But you have an affinity for these large creatures, and there was a big announcement this week by a big circus, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey Circus has finally, after so much concern and pressure from the public over these past years, has decided to phase out their animal acts. In 2018 will be the last year that they use elephants in their shows. And that's huge news in the animal world, because in the animal world, we've been fighting for, you know, decades to have these beautiful, majestic, large creatures not perform in circuses, which is completely unnatural for them to do. So the use of elephants in circuses has been going on for, you know, over 100 years, and it's just not a good lifestyle for them. I used to deal with this as an animal cop in New York City. When the circus would come to town, we would do inspections of the smaller circuses. Ringling Brothers was always very sort of set off and wouldn't allow us to do a lot of inspections. But the concern has been so great regarding these animals that this is just a landmark decision that they've decided finally to stop using them in their circuses. It's just not a good life, and it's not a natural life for elephants to perform in circuses. They lead stressful lives. They're traveling all the time in cramped quarters. And the fight has been going on for years. And finally, the elephants are going to win.
All right, so what was the tipping point? Why did they decide to do this, do you think?
Well, I think it was the growing concern from the public, pressure from animal organizations. But I think what really happened is cities were getting very smart and banning the use of certain instruments, like the bullhook, which is the instrument that trainers use to control their elephants. It's a painful device that they can inflict pain on the elephants during their training process back at wherever they their home base is. And the elephants are terrified of this particular instrument that, you know, causes pain behind their ears and behind their knees. And that's how you get a, you know, 2,000-pound animal to perform, unfortunately, is by hurting them. And they're terrified of this instrument. So cities were banning the use of this instrument, and that would render their trainers and their performance useless, because if they couldn't control the elephants, then they couldn't have a show. And also, cities are now banning the use of wild or exotic animals in shows that come to town. And that's another great thing, because if the public is concerned about this, they're the ones who have the power. You know, they can write to their local legislators and say, hey, this is not acceptable. This is cruelty. Animals don't belong in these acts. It's very unnatural for bears to ride bikes, for tigers to jump through fire hoops, you know, for lions to stand on little boxes and turn around, elephants to do headstands, or handstands, I'm sorry. The headstand would be a really good trick, but to do a handstand, that's so unnatural for these animals to do. And the only way that they can get them to do it is by hurting them and training them before they even get to the performance. So I was always frustrated as an animal cop, because we didn't see the abuse. We knew that it happened before they even got to the show or to the city they were in. But let me just say, you know, their training practices are not what you think. It's not like training a dog where they get a treat every time they do something good and it's all positive. Their training is based on negative training. And that's never a good thing, to harm an animal just for, you know, to sell a ticket to a show.
Now, what do you think about dog acts in circuses or other, you know, more or less domesticated animals in circuses?
Well, I've actually had some pretty good experiences with circuses that came to the city. And a lot of the guys will or girls will use rescue dogs that they've rescued out of the shelters. And, you know, listen, dogs are pack animals. And for the most part, these people live in the trailers with the dogs and travel around. So the dogs are perfectly happy. And they use much better techniques. And the dogs are really part of family. They're not put in cages and kept there. They're not isolated. You know, they're not chained like elephants are. So the dogs enjoy the public attention, and they're doing silly tricks. They're not doing anything that's harmful, for the most part. I would hope not. So I really don't have an issue with that if the people are taking very good care of their dogs and using positive reinforcement as opposed to negative. The dogs that I saw really actually performed very well, and this particular gentleman that I was dealing with, he saved all of those dogs' lives, took them right out of the shelter and trained them. So that's okay, I think.
Let me play devil's advocate, having dealt with circus people over the years. How about their argument might be that, well, we're bringing, you know, nature to the crowds, and the hinterlands are able to see these animals. There's no other way for them to know that these animals exist, and that our narrative is about preserving the animals and endangered species and things like that.
Right. You know, that excuse might have worked, you know, many, many years ago. But now if you want to see anything regarding animals, all you have to do is go on YouTube, and you can get anything regarding animals that you want to see. You can go to a sanctuary where animals are treated humanely and living their lives naturally like they should. There's so many other options than having a circus come into town and watching animals perform under stress. Like, so you're not really seeing an animal in its natural habitat. You're not seeing an animal act the way it would act if they lived in, a place where they could move around freely and interact with each other. So that excuse, it's like the old excuse, I'm not going to spay or neuter my dog or cat because I want my children to experience birth. You know, I want them to see our dog giving birth and raising kittens. And, you know, there are so many other options to that now. You can go to a shelter and spend some time there and watch that if you want to watch that. And, you know, just go on YouTube, like I said, or, you know, social media. There's so much information information out there that it's really unnecessary during these times.
And how about your pet tip of the week? It's kind of related, right?
Yeah, absolutely. My point is, through all of this, is before you go out and purchase a ticket to a circus or an animal show, stop and think about what those animals have gone through. And I can tell you, it's not good to get to that point where they're performing for you. And no matter what the people say, it's a horrible life for these animals, and it's just not acceptable, and it's about time it ends. And I applaud Ringling Brothers for making that decision finally. It's been a long time coming. And if you want to change things, contact your city leaders, legislators, and don't stop bombarding them with tweets, emails, visits if they're at a local function, and tell them your concerns about animals. And let's stop all circuses from having elephants or and exotic animals from performing.
Well, they can't talk, so Anne-Marie Lucas does the talking for them.
Thanks, Mike.
And I'm Mike Bennett with Anne-Marie Lucas, our animal advocate here on America Weekend on the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend. Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
He was the top enforcer for the Broad Street Bullies, helping the Flyers win two Stanley Cups. He led the league in penalty minutes four times, and fans can still watch his epic battles on YouTube.
Oh, Schultz is hammering Dunn with that right hand.
So where is Dave Schultz now? Dave could be dropping you off at a Philadelphia area airport. The Hammer owns Dave Schultz Champion Limousine. Dave speaks with kids, delivering a message he calls Put Bullying on Ice. He co-authored a book about his career called The Hammer, and he once had a local hit with a song called The Penalty Box.
Baby, how long will you keep me in the penalty box?
I wonder if Dave takes baby, requests. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Welcome to Daytona Bike Week on American Biker Minute.
Sylvia Birch, Cabot, Arkansas. I love to ride to Daytona, Florida. It's a relaxing, fun thing to do every time I come to Daytona.
Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute in Daytona.
Blaine, Port Richey. Hanging out here on the corner. Been everywhere. Cabbage Patch and Parley and Iron Horse, along the beaches, the little restaurants and the bars. So we're having a kick-ass time. Live every day like it's your last, you know? Try and have a good time and keep a good outlook on life. Don't let little stuff get you down. We're going to go to Hall's and get some seafood. Come back down here for the craziness. Make the best of today because we're heading back tomorrow. Back to the real world.
American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.